AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama's in Laos, assuring the Asia-Pacific region that the U.S. is there to stay. He announced that the United States is giving Laos millions to help remove unexploded bombs the U.S. dropped there during the war in Vietnam. Surprised to hear we bombed Laos heavily during the war?
It was a secret war, and for years the American people did not know. Even now, many Americans are not fully aware of this chapter in our history, and it's important that we remember today.
The president's also warning North Korea from afar about those three test missiles it fired toward Japan yesterday. He's promising to work with the UN to do more to punish North Korea.
We want peace and security for all peoples, but their current behavior has not been ones that are conducive to the kinds of dialogue and diplomacy that both the ROK and the United States would prefer.
The president speaking in Laos, where he's attending a meeting of leaders of Southeast Asian nations. British Airways is apologizing this morning for computer problems that are delaying travelers around the world. Passengers are having trouble checking in. Michelle Proudlove is in San Francisco trying to get home to London, and she is philosophical about the delay.
Problems happen, and you've just got to keep calm and carry on.
Keep calm and carry on, she talked to KGO-TV. Hurricane Newton has made landfall on Mexico's Baja California Peninsula near the resort city of Cabo San Lucas, with winds of 90 miles per hour. Airlines had already canceled flights out of Cabo San Lucas. An emergency worker dived into the Atlantic at Coney Island to save a swimmer who violated a ban put into place because of Hermine, the storm. This is AP Radio News. The presidential candidates are in key battleground states today. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
With Labor Day behind them, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are pushing ahead in top presidential battlegrounds. The Republican nominee is set to campaign in Virginia and North Carolina today. Both are critical states in his path to the presidency. Democrat Clinton will campaign in Florida, the nation's largest swing state. A Clinton victory in Florida would make it virtually impossible for Trump to overcome her advantage in the race for 270 electoral votes. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Police in Atlanta say a landlord discovered a man's body while showing a house to a prospective renter. The landlord said he was going through the rooms with the prospective tenant when he made the grisly find behind the house. Police say the person had been shot to death. A neighbor says she heard two gunshots late Sunday night, but she says she didn't see anything. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.